Welcome to Brighton Broadcast News for Wednesday, May 29th, 2024. I'm Mike Adams, of course. Thank you for joining me today as we are building the infrastructure of human freedom. And also, of course, covering the critical news that's happening in the world right now. We've got a lot of news today. Just want to give you a heads up. I'm going to be on the Alex Jones show today. Looks like third hour. And I'll be there talking about our new landmark First Amendment lawsuit against the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, Google, Twitter, Facebook, NewsGuard, and a bunch of NGOs. And my lead attorney and expert consultant, Jason Fick, I think will also be present during that show. And that's at 1 p.m. Central, USA time. 1 p.m. Central, if you want to check that out. I'm also going to bring my my light sticks for poi spinning and light painting. I'm gonna see if we can surprise Alex with a little performance there, light painting in the InfoWars studios, just blowing people's minds. That'd be fun. So maybe we'll work that into the show. We'll see. I guess it's up to Alex. And then I'm also in touch with Owen Schroyer, and I will probably be joining his show, maybe not today, but a different day, to talk about the lawsuit and what else is going on. And look, this lawsuit has already received so much attention worldwide. I've got multiple interviews lined up myself over the next few weeks. And we saw somebody today translated it into French, and it was posted on a French Liberty website as well. So whoever that is, we appreciate you. And we believe in liberty for all French people and German people and British people, people all over the world. We believe in the universal concept of liberty and human freedom. Now, speaking of the world and world news, here's a new report. RT is reporting that BRICS has received a new membership bid from Thailand. So Thailand is going to apply to become the latest member of the BRICS economic bloc. And their government announced that just yesterday. They approved the text of this official letter expressing their intent to join the BRICS group. And importantly, this letter confirms the importance of so-called multipolarity and the role of developing countries in the international economy. By multipolarity, they mean that they recognize the future of the world is not going to be just dominated by the U.S. dollar, the U.S. military, U.S. politics. No. The West is collapsing, actually, and the new multipolar world will be run with a new multipolar currency. The BRICS currency that we've covered here many times, which will be backed by gold and silver and perhaps other commodities. It's an international settlement system that'll be used by governments and corporations as well as individuals. And of course, BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. But since then, it's become BRICS Plus. Even Saudi Arabia is jumping on board. Many countries, dozens of other countries. And now Thailand wants in on the action as well. So there you go. Very cool. The future of world currency will not be denominated in dollars. And as you see with the increasing rise in the price of gold and silver, the dollar is losing value every single day. Let's see, who else is involved? Egypt has joined BRICS. Iran. Let's see, Belarus, Cuba, Pakistan, Senegal, Kazakhstan, Venezuela. It turns out that the BRICS nations make up about 30% of the global economy in terms of GDP. It's about 40% of the world's oil production and about 45% of the world's population, about 3.5 billion people. So it's a force to be reckoned with. Anyway, bottom line, it's going to be a good time to own gold and silver as the dollar continues collapsing. This is going to get interesting, that's for sure. We've got Lion's Mane capsules in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. Yeah, I was really excited. My team showed me that today. And this is a product that we've manufactured in-house, like most of our products. But it's organic lion's mane mushroom powder, which is my favorite functional mushroom powder. As you know, this was the mushroom that I relied on after I nearly severed my finger over a year ago. I use lion's mane. Well, actually, I still use lion's mane nearly every day in my smoothie because of what it does for supporting nervous system health and brain health and so on. I think lion's mane, in my view, in my experience, it's the most remarkable functional mushroom. So, and I grow some lion's mane too. Some successfully and some not, it turns out. But when it's successful, it's really beautiful. It's very rewarding to grow your own lion's mane mushrooms. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com. And also, I interviewed John Richardson today. Now, his father was good friends with G. Edward Griffin. And you know the book written by G. Edward Griffin called World Without Cancer that talks about Laetril or vitamin B17, which is the label given to one of the nutrients found in apricot pits. It's really like apricot seeds, like the inside seed inside the kernel of an apricot fruit. And these are used by people all over the world, and nutritionally, and also to prevent various conditions. Well, you'll hear about it in the interview with John Richardson. But his online store actually sells these apricot pits out of California. And every time I interview somebody now, I'm always sort of prodding them for discount codes. It's become a habit of mine, but I want to have discount codes for you. And so during the interview, I asked him, look, can you set up a discount code Ranger? Because that's sort of the default code that we use everywhere to give our audience like 10% off of everything at your store. And he said, no problem. So he said his team would set it up right away. His store is called rncstore.com, RNC, which stands for Richardson Nutrition Center, I think, but also the same as Republican National Committee, which is funny. But it's got nothing to do with Republicans. It's got to do with nutrition. So rncstore.com, discount code Ranger will save you 10% there. And then that interview is coming in a couple of days. That'll be a really interesting interview. Now, the interview that we're featuring today is something brand new, brought to you by our friends at the Satellite Phone Store. Tina, she was in studio recently, and we did an interview about something new they have that protects your privacy in terms of your phone service. So you know how de-Googled phones protect you from having your data stolen by Google. And, you know, we partnered with AbovePhone.com for the de-Googled phones, and people really love those phones. That's what I have. That's what I run. Well, but what about the carrier, the AT&T or the T-Mobile service that's actually providing, you know, your calls and your bandwidth? Can you trust your privacy to those corporations? And the answer is no. You cannot, because AT&T will gladly turn over all your metadata to, you know, anybody from the government that asks, the police, the FBI, the EPA, you know, anybody that wants to hunt you down for any reason. AT&T will just turn that over, probably even without a warrant, I would imagine, and T-Mobile is no different. So there's a new carrier service called Connecta Mobile. Connecta, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-A. ConnectaMobile.com is the website, but you can also just go to, I think, phone123.com if you want to learn about it. Anyway, yeah, phone123.com forwards you there. But we've got Tina in studio to explain this service, and this helps complete the package of privacy. So yeah, you need a de-Googled phone, but then you need a privacy-protecting carrier service, and that is what this is all about. So, oh, and with that, you get like point-to-point encrypted voice calling and voice texting capabilities between two phones that are on the same service. So this is super high security stuff. Now, we're getting into not quite military grade encryption, but I would say much better security than what most government employees use. So I don't know if you can call it military grade, but it certainly is near military grade. We could state it that way. Anyway, speaking of the military, next story, Nikki Haley, who is being considered by Trump, apparently, for some kind of position in his cabinet. Because Nikki Haley, I believe she was an executive at Boeing. And Nikki Haley is one of these pro-war, power brokers in Washington, D.C. And so she went to Israel and she was photographed writing a message on the bombs. One bomb in particular that would be dropped on civilians in Gaza. And this is absolutely disgusting what she wrote. She wrote, "Finish them," on the bomb. "Finish them," followed by, "America loves Israel." "Finish them." My God. That, in my view, that disqualifies Nikki Haley from any position in government, or especially in the Trump administration. But it just shows that we are run by a bunch of warmongers who don't care at all about women and children, civilians being bombed. And there was this horrific bombing that just took place on Sunday. It was a massacre in Rafah that killed 45 Palestinians, including some children had their heads blown off by this. I'm sorry to even say that. But this is what happened. An Israeli strike that hit a tent camp. In other words, these were people who had, they were refugees from mostly northern Gaza. And this was supposed to be a safe zone that Israel told them, "This is a safe zone, go here, you'll be safe." And then Israel bombed it, killing 45 people, decapitating children, blowing women to bits. And the White House said, that's all good with us. Said, Israel has a right to go after Hamas, and we understand this strike killed two senior Hamas terrorists who are responsible for attacks against Israeli civilians. So as long as they kill two Hamas, which they could just say there were Hamas there, as long as they get two Hamas, they're willing to kill 45 other women and children and innocent civilians in the same bombing of a refugee tent camp. And then Nikki Haley goes there and puts a message on the bombs. "Finish them. Finish them." What a vindictive satanic demon she has turned out to be. But what else would we expect? Someone who came out of the culture of Boeing, which is this weird twisted combination of like liberal wokeism and hardcore warmongering, you know, death and suffering and demonic destruction. It's really, what a cesspool of weird value systems. It's like, let's get woke and let's have rainbow flags all over Boeing, but then let's bomb the crap out of women and children also. Yeah. It's like, what? Do you see what this looks like? I mean, this, maybe there'll be an International Criminal Court arrest warrant for people like Nikki Haley one day. Wouldn't that be great? You know, in addition to arresting Netanyahu, arrest Nikki Haley. I mean, if you're gonna sign bombs that are used to bomb women and children, you're a sick, twisted demon creature. Anyway, that's what Nikki Haley is. By the way, Doctors Without Borders said that bombing of that camp on Sunday killed at least 12 women, 8 children, and 3 elderly people. And then 3 other bodies were burned beyond recognition, and they couldn't identify whether they were men or women, young or old. I mean, that's how crazy, that's how insane this is. And Biden won't stop it. Not that he's in charge of anything, but the U.S. won't stop it. Netanyahu, of course, won't stop it. The ICC is about to issue arrest warrants against Netanyahu and others, and it will be ignored. And this is what's happening in our world. Just remember, everything that Israel is doing to Gaza is what the globalists plan to do to you. So don't excuse any mass killing of innocent people, especially not women and children. And it's not okay to say, well, all right, we bombed this camp, we killed 45 people, but we got two Hamas, because you realize that by the same logic, Israel could bomb, you know, Columbia University or University of Texas, Austin. What if they just bomb the University of Texas in Austin? Suppose they kill 500 people and they say, well, we got three Hamas. Then would Biden and would Governor Abbott say, oh, well, that's okay then. I mean, even if you killed 500, you know, professors and academics and teachers and students, as long as you got some Hamas in there, it's all self-defense. Yeah, it's all self-defense. You realize that if everybody else used this logic of self-defense, how insane that would be. Like, suppose you lived next to a big family in the neighborhood, and suppose that like one of the, maybe there's a young satanic bully kid of the family, and he marches over to your yard one day and he shoots your dog for whatever reason, because he's a psychopath, right? Shoots your dog. You say that that's insane. Or maybe instead of shooting your dog, let's say maybe he kidnaps like your grandmother or something that's living with you. And then in response, you take your entire family and you go next door and you kill all their family members. Every one of them. The grandmothers over there, the women, the children, the dog. I mean, everything. You kill everybody. And then you say, well, that was self-defense. We have the right to defend ourselves. That would be kind of the equivalent to what's happening right now between Israel and Hamas. I mean, how much killing can you get away with and still call it self-defense? Well, apparently there's no limit. You know, if you're Zionist, you can kill any number of people and just call it self-defense. They'll just go all over the world, just assassinating people, bombing universities, like blowing up government offices everywhere. Well, we got some Hamas in there, we're pretty sure. How do you know they were Hamas? Well, we say they were. They're Amalek or something like that. So we have the right to self-defense. Just bombing everybody everywhere in the world. Wow. I'm not saying they're doing that now, but I'm saying under their philosophy, they could justify doing that. Now, moving over to Russia and Ukraine, we have a story out of antiwar.com, which is a site that I've been increasingly citing. Let me step back for a moment and mention some bigger context in all of this. So antiwar.com in the years past was typically known as kind of a very much a left-wing liberal type of site. But in 2024, the labels of left and right are completely obliterated at this point. And it really just comes down to basic principles. And have you noticed that there's no candidate for president that answers correctly on all the things that matter? Have you noticed that? I mean, even if you love Trump on a lot of issues where he's really strong, there's still the Pfizer vaccine issue, Operation Warp Speed. And then, of course, Trump is all in for more wars and funding the Pentagon. And he's all in, you know, with the Zionists. And he said, by the way, recently, he's going to have all the pro-Palestine students that protest, they're going to be arrested and rounded up and deported out of the country. Right. Well, I guess there'll be more parking on campus now after that, if Trump becomes president. And then, of course, there's Biden. You can't vote for Biden if you have any brain cells at all. And then let's see, we have this libertarian candidate now. I don't even know the guy's name, but I've seen stories about him that are pretty shocking. Like, here's a headline from the Post-Millennial about the libertarian candidate. Libertarians select gay, Antifa-loving, Trump-hating, vaccine-mandate-supporting, open-borders enthusiast as their presidential candidate. Okay, now, that's an interesting combination right there. Antifa-loving, Trump-hating, vaccine-mandate-supporting, open-borders enthusiast. Well, and gay. I don't care whether somebody's gay or not. But the funny thing is that that headline describes half of the Republicans. Trump-hating, vaccine-mandate-supporting, open-borders enthusiast. That's Lindsey Graham. That's half the Republicans in Congress, man. So you see what I'm saying? Whether they're libertarian or left wing or Green Party, like Jill Stein, take Jill Stein, right? Jill Stein is great when it comes to exposing the military industrial complex and talking about decades of failed war policies, even the Iraq war, Desert Storm, and all of that. But then Jill Stein will just spout off, and we're all going to die from climate change. You know, unless we shut down farms and combustion engines and everything. It's like, Jill, you were so rational on the anti-war stance, and then you just went bonkers on the climate stuff. But Trump doesn't fall for the climate stuff. Trump's like, let's be more energy independent. Let's build the pipelines. Let's explore natural gas, energy, clean energy for America. Let's not depend on energy for the Middle East. And you're like, yay, that's awesome. But Trump's like, I'm going to pardon Julian Assange, and I'm going to pardon Ross Ulbricht, the Silk Road founder. I'm going to pardon all these people and those people. I'm going to pardon all these J6 people. And you're like, yeah, yeah, pardon. Pardon those people, especially Julian Assange. Free Assange. The dude's innocent. And then the next sentence, Trump's like, brought to you by Pfizer. You know, it's like, what? What? You know what I mean? Does it make you go bonkers too? Well, you're listening to somebody and you're like, wow, this person makes total sense. And then blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh my God, they're a climate lunatic, or they're, you know, a transgender groomer, or they're a pro-vaccine pusher. Or like, oh my gosh, how come we don't have a candidate that is right on most of the core issues? And okay, so you might ask me, well, what do you think is right, Mr. Mike? You think you're so right? What's the right position on it? Okay, well, look, I'm a principled person. So we can start with basic principles that you have consciousness. You are an alive, aware, awake human being. And from that, we can derive the ownership of our own bodies. Like yesterday, we were talking about the definition of slavery is that you don't own your own body. I say that since we are conscious beings granted with the freedom to think, and other properties, we are therefore owners of our own bodies, which means we have the right to determine what happens to our bodies, which from that springs health freedom. So health freedom means no vaccine mandates, no lockdowns, no forced quarantines, no masking. So that's a basic core principle. It's not my opinion. It's a principle that springs forth from the phenomenon of consciousness. And then from that, I believe that we also own the product of our own labor, because we own our bodies. Shouldn't we own what our hands build? You know, I mean, as long as it's legal and we created something, we innovated something. So I believe in the principle of freedom and free markets and free exchange and the right to engage in contract, the right to buy, sell, and trade without having everything confiscated. So I believe in financial liberty. In other words, low taxation, frankly, no federal taxation, because if they can just print the money that they need, they don't need to tax us at all, by the way. They're just going to print money anyway. You know, taxation is just, it's just theater. Well, it's oppression, it's theft, but it's not what they explain it to be. It's not to fund the government. So frankly, we should end all federal income taxes. We should end all vaccine mandates, all mask mandates, all quarantines. We should protect and defend health freedom, which means we have to end the FDA, because the FDA is the enforcer of big pharma. I mean, think about how insane it is that the FDA approves people injecting themselves with Ozempic, which is this weight loss venom peptide drug modeled after the Gila monster venom, by the way. Like, that's approved by the FDA to bite yourself with venom fangs. In a syringe, it's about the same thing. But what's not approved by the FDA is saying that vitamin C prevents scurvy. Well, you can't say that. If you sell vitamin C, you can't sell a bottle that also says on the bottle, this product prevents scurvy, even though scurvy is a disease of vitamin C deficiency, right? But the FDA would say, well, if you claim that vitamin C cures scurvy or treats scurvy, then your vitamin C is now a drug. That's exactly what they say. And now we're going to confiscate your drug because you're selling unapproved drugs. And then if you're doing that internationally, they can put you on the Interpol list, and the description will say that you are an international drug dealer because you're selling vitamin C that's an unapproved drug. Seriously. No, they did that to Greg Catan, by the way. May he rest in peace. And they sent the State Department and the federal marshals down to Ecuador to kidnap Greg Catan out of his own driveway. And they put him on a plane. They flew him to the United States. They bypassed any kind of extradition hearings, any of that. They kidnapped him, flew him to the U.S., threw him in jail because he was selling a topical cancer remedy that worked. It was called Cancima, and they didn't want him selling something internationally. They put him on the Interpol list. And the Interpol list said that he was an international drug dealer. Yeah. I know. Totally insane, right? So, but getting back to the core principles of freedom and liberty, everything that I stand for, which is, let's say, an anti-war stance, as an example, is based on the idea that other people are human beings too. You notice how in this situation in the Middle East that Israel first declares all Palestinians to be animals. Well, they're not even human, they say. They're animals. And they have to mow the lawn. That's what they say when they go in and kill a bunch of them. We got to mow the lawn. They don't even say they're killing people. It's like they're cutting grass, you know, to keep it tidy or whatever. I mean, that's the twisted metaphor they use. I believe that every human being is a soul, a person of potential value. You know, life has value. Every human life on this planet has value, and we should respect each and every one of them. It doesn't mean we have to agree with everything they're doing, especially if they're, you know, evil people like Nikki Haley. I still respect the fact that she has consciousness and she is alive, but she is abusing that gift of life to destroy the lives of other people. So that makes her evil. And I believe in stopping evil through legal and lawful means. And I pray every day that we can find more ways to stop evil in our world. But my point is that if you're trying to figure out who to vote for, who has these principles that I've just described? RFK Jr. doesn't. He's all in with Israel's bombing of women and children. He even said in a recent interview that he doesn't think Israel's even committing genocide. There's no genocide. And then he put out some tweet honoring some guy. What's the guy's name? Like Harvey something. That was like a gay rights activist in history who was also involved in alleged grooming operations of underage children and so on. And RFK is like, yeah, this is my kind of guy, you know, gay groomers. And you're like, what? What? And RFK is so strong on vaccines and pharma. He's like, you know, vaccines are depopulation weapons and Fauci is a criminal and big pharma is a bunch of criminals. And you're like, yes. And then he's like, and let's honor this gay groomer. And you're like, what? You know, it's like what we really need. If we could take the best of each of these people, like let's take the economic policies from Trump and the energy policies from Trump, right? Let's take the health freedom and anti-pharma policies from RFK Jr. Let's take the anti-war policies from Jill Stein. Let's take the economic sense and technology from Dr. Shiva. And what can we take from Biden? His diapers. No, there's nothing we can take from Biden except whatever remaining little shred of pride he might still have. Nothing from Biden. But if you could take the best of all these people, you'd have a great candidate. You know, someone pro-health freedom, supporting peace, get us out of all those wars. Support domestic, affordable energy production so we have strong local economies. Support health freedom. End the FDA so that it's legal to tell the truth about nutrition and alternative medicine and herbal medicine, things like that. You know, we could have a really amazing nation, a golden age of abundance if we had the right leaders. But it seems like those leaders hardly exist, doesn't it? And it also seems like the voters have no clue how important it is to vote for people who make sense. The voters, I mean, you know why ads, TV ads work? Because the average voter is just easily influenced. They're just gullible. They look at an ad. Oh, that makes sense. And go vote for that person. They don't do any research. They don't know anything. They're just like, that guy looks strong. And, you know, what she said made sense. Or, you know, a lot of left-wing people like, I need my abortion rights. We have to have abortion rights. We're going to vote for abortion. It's like, stabbing babies. You know, they're like, that's us. That's our sector. And they don't care about anything else. So this is why we end up with disastrous candidates and disastrous policies. And this is why Western civilization is ending. By the way, we're at the very end. So it's going to be quite quite a ride. It's like the log ride at Disneyland or Disney World. I don't know if both places, you know, the log ride, you're floating around in a log and there's water splashing along. You're like, this is fun. And we're just bouncing off the walls a little bit. It's so gentle, so calm, you know? And then at the very end of the ride, what is it? You're like, oh my God, we're being tractioned up a hill. And you go up this hill and it's like, gravity drops out from underneath you. You go plunging down. I'm like, it's going to be water, you know? And like that, we're in the plunge phase of the log ride of society right now, the plunge phase. We're actually kind of in the free fall phase. We haven't yet hit, we haven't made contact with the water. And it turns out it's not water. It's actually a brick wall down there. It's a brick wall lined with pressure sensitive mines, you know? It's not going to be a good thing. The log is going to explode. You don't want to be in the log when it hits, but we're in the free fall stage right now. And that's why everything feels like upside down and topsy turvy, because there's no anchor anywhere. You know, your hands are flailing. What can we hold on to? What's real? Deep fakes, fake news, blah. And you're like, I just want to give me a log to sit in, you know, for God's sake. Here's something many of you probably know, that SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, is actually just a cover story for vaccine injured infants or infants killed by vaccines. So when infants are vaccinated, many of them die within just 3 days or so. And so they just gave it a name. Oh, SIDS, they say, sudden infant death syndrome. Oh, it's not the vaccine, it's SIDS. But I hate this idea that just naming something now suddenly magically explains it. That doesn't explain it. Just because you call it SIDS. I mean, I know people that whenever they have something wrong with them or have something weird on their skin, they're just desperate to find the name. What is this called? What is this? You know, look at this. What is this thing? I want to know what this is. And I'm like, you're looking at it. It is what it is. No, but I want a name. I want to know the label, the medical label. And they're like scouring all the medical websites. And then they find a name. You know, it's alleomyelopathic, you know, subcutaneous expulsion syndrome or whatever. And then they feel good. We finally know what it is. And I'm like, you don't know anything more what it is. It's still the same thing. You just gave it a name. It's just some made up name. But they feel all comfortable. Now we know what it is. And that's the way people are. When an infant dies after being vaccinated, you know, especially the parent doesn't want to admit that it's the vaccine, because there's a lot of guilt associated with that, obviously. You know, a lot of moms, like, they believe the doctors, aren't these vaccines safe? And the doctor's like, oh yeah, vaccines are totally safe. Like, you're not one of those anti-vaxxers, are you? You know, and the mom's like, oh no, let's go ahead and give them all the shots. Okay, would you give them all the shots? And then shoot up the baby. 3 days later, the kid's dead. Mom doesn't want to admit that she consented to the vaccine jabs, right? And you can't blame her, because that's not her fault. She was lied to by the doctors. She was lied to. And it's usually the mom. Sometimes it's the dad, but it's usually the mom. So it's very convenient for the doctor to say, oh, well, that must have been SIDS. We have a name for that. Sudden infant death syndrome. Oh, okay. So this detective in Canada, in Ottawa, named Helen Gruss, G-R-U-S, she began investigating why all these babies were dying after they were injected with vaccines. Turned out she was investigating 9 babies who died, and it was labeled SIDS, after they received COVID vaccines. Now, why are you even vaccinating a baby against COVID when there's zero risk of COVID doing anything to a baby anyway? But again, the medical system, the doctors, you know, they're all about, here, take more jabs. And of course, there's the whole depopulation bioweapons agenda. And this is how depopulation works. They kill babies, you know, and they kill elderly people too. But this police detective, Helen Gruss, was suspended by the Ottawa police for daring to look into the cause of death of 9 infants who died after getting the jabs. So check out this video that tells you a little bit about this story.
Detective Helen Gruss of the Ottawa Police will be telling her story to the world for the first time at a police disciplinary tribunal that's been plagued with bias, corruption, perjury, witness intimidation, and abuse of process. Helen faces the bogus charge of discreditable conduct for simply doing her job as an Ottawa police detective. In January 2022, Detective Gruce initiated an investigation into a possible connection between 9 sudden infant deaths and their mother's vaccination status. Mrs. Gruce's evidence package included Pfizer documents that showed 31 of 32 pregnancies, followed by trial investigators, resulted in spontaneous abortion. Only one baby of 32 pregnancies survived. Within days of opening the investigation, Detective Gruce was suspended for discreditable conduct for initiating an unauthorized investigation and was formally charged in July 2022. What's disturbing to learn is that in late March 2022, overwhelming evidence points to 2 police colleagues illegally providing confidential police information to CBC reporter Shamini Yorgdem, which resulted in CBC articles and broadcasts about the police investigation, of course impacting the investigation itself.
So there you go. If you're a police detective and you start to investigate homicides, you get suspended. Yeah, the whole system is rigged against you because, of course, you're investigating the death jabs. Oh, you can't do that. No. You know, the depopulation bioweapons have to roll on. That's got to continue. So even though you think you're a member of law enforcement and you think that your job is to, you know, enforce the law and maybe stop homicides and stop violence against women and children. No. Your job is to look the other way when that violence is carried out by the medical establishment, the vaccine industry, and the mRNA jabs. So yeah, right now, today, there are at least 20 million people around the world who have been killed by these jabs. Think about that. The Holocaust of World War II was allegedly 6 million Jews killed by the Third Reich. 6 million Jews. We are now, and this is a conservative estimate, we're now more than triple that number from this vaccine Holocaust. And the number keeps growing because they're still injecting people. They're still rolling out new jabs and more enforcement of the jabs. And people are dropping dead every single day. But they have a cover story for it. Have you noticed how many stories you've seen in the last 3 years or so trying to explain away all these sudden heart attacks and strokes and clots and all the people dying suddenly? Have you seen all the stories like, oh, sunlight could kill you, you know? Oh, stress. It's all the stress is causing sudden heart stoppage. Stress. Like, what? Yeah, food inflation causes people to die from stress. Okay, this is your explanation? Or there was even a story that said too many people are taking vitamin D and it's causing them to die suddenly. Yeah, right. It's like, are you insane? Well, look, it's a death cult. It's a Western medicine death cult. And they are killing off the people who are gullible enough to go along with it. It's very sad for those babies that their mothers were so gullible that they agreed to get vaccinated. And then many of these babies die. And it's kind of a, you know, it's a sick, perverted sort of Darwinism, isn't it? Where those who choose to take the jabs, their offspring die and they can no longer reproduce themselves. Often infertility is one of the results. So they will not be around. Their family trees are gone. Many of the mothers die themselves. And so they're gone. They're pruned from the human gene pool. The people who inherit the future of the earth are those who say no to the vaccines. Or those, if they did say yes to one or two, then they're smart enough to detox and heal themselves and never do that again. You know, never make that mistake again. And so those are the people who will still be here and still be able to reproduce and will represent the future of human civilization. Now, there could be a mass die-off event soon a nuclear war. Going back to antiwar.com, Putin warns the West of major consequences if Ukraine strikes Russian territory with NATO missiles. So you know how the West keeps pushing for Ukraine? Like, yeah, just use those longer range missiles and just strike targets deep within Russia. Go for it, man. Go for it. And Zelensky, it's so funny. He put out this video recently where he's calling for world peace, but the way he says peace is actually piss. No, seriously, if you, I don't even know if I could find this recording, but he's out there saying, we need world piss. We need more piss in the world, you know? And I'm just laughing the whole time. Everyone should be behind piss, you know? Oh, my God. This guy, China, you need to support piss. And American leaders and Biden support piss. Just, I can't stop laughing. This is Zelensky. It's like, dude, somebody should tell you how to say the word peace. There's an E in there. E, just like smile. E, he can't smile. So it's piss. Anyway, sorry about that little tangent there. But if you hear that speech, you know what I'm talking about. We're just calling for world piss. I guess you could tell Zelensky, you're in trouble. Get it? If it's world piss, you're in trouble. Okay, never mind. Piss on yourself, buddy. Piss on your feet. It stops venom stings from working. Piss all over yourself. I mean, come on. You know, I got to play this for you. You got to hear him say he's calling for a global piss summit. No, seriously. Check this out.
That's exactly why global efforts are needed. Global Peace Summit. I thank everyone who really helps to bring the peace.
Yeah, you hear that last one? He thanks everyone who helps to bring the piss. Remember, if you're going to go to a piss summit, make sure you bring the piss. You don't want to show up empty-handed at a piss summit. That would be crazy. World piss depends on participants bringing piss to the piss summit. Okay, and there's one more quote you got to hear. Check this out.
Please show your leadership in advancing the peace, real peace, not just a pause between the strikes. The efforts of global majority are the best guarantee that all commitments will be fulfilled. Please support the peace summit with your personal leadership and participation.
Look, I apologize for making fun of his pronunciation of the word peace, but he's saying piss. And in that quote, he's like, your leadership has to bring the piss, the real piss. Everybody bring the piss to the piss summit. And I get this. This is all theater anyway. You know, Russia is not attending this piss summit. And if Joe Biden attends the piss summit, he'll probably be peeing his pants, which would be appropriate for that. He's like, I'm here and I'm peeing. What next? You know, so he's corn pop around. It's a world piss summit. Can you imagine? It's like golden showers. That's how it opens up. There's like a golden shower fountain out front. Everybody's peeing into it. Make it a bigger golden shower. Mm-hmm. All these world leaders stand around. Holding their junk in their hands, peeing into a fountain of world piss. Yeah, I can see that happening because everything's crazy. I have a better idea. If we want world peace, not piss, then why don't we stop provoking Russia into world war? How about that? Why don't we call for actual peace? Tell Boris Johnson to go take a hike. Why don't we negotiate a diplomatic peace right now that stops the bloodshed? How about that? Stop blowing up Russia's radar stations, the over-the-horizon radars that have been hit. Stop telling Russia that we're going to recruit, you know, millions of young men across Europe and send them in, and stop trying to expand NATO eastward as we promised we would not do. The U.S. has broken all the promises. NATO has broken the promises. I mean, it's really incredible for Zelensky here, who is delusional, to stand there and just claim that Russia lied and Russia's deceptions. What, Ukraine didn't lie? Are you kidding me? There's an article in Forbes that talks about how Ukraine inflated its own combat statistics. Says that its 110th Mechanized Brigade claimed to have shot down seven Russian Su-25 attack aircraft between May 4th and May 25th. And yet, only two of those shootdowns were backed by any kind of visual evidence. One of them was a grainy photo of something burning on the ground. And then there was a video of something that quote, might depict a missile hitting a low-flying jet, possibly. But the only other visual evidence from the 110th Mechanized Brigade of Ukraine actually comes from a video game. They used video footage from a video game. Oh, we shot him down. Oh, you mean in your game you shot him down? Okay. It's just, what? But you know what did go down, by the way? An F-35, a U.S. F-35 fighter jet just crashed after taking off from the Albuquerque International Airport in New Mexico. And I don't know if we can show you some of this video, but it just crashed into a hillside and it's a giant burning just wreckage scene. So there goes another $100 million. Apparently the pilot was severely injured. I'm shocked that he's alive. It seems like that was a very low altitude, let's say, collision with terrain. Huh. Is it made by Boeing? Let's ask Nikki Haley. Finish them? Did she write finish them on the F-35? Huh? No, the F-35 is made by Lockheed Martin, another weapons industry manufacturer of stuff that mostly doesn't work. And it's so pathetic. The F-35 has been plagued by all kinds of problems. And did you see the story recently that 90% of America's smart munitions and guided artillery and rockets and everything, 90% doesn't work because Russia nullifies it with GPS jamming? You see that? Yeah, so all this high tech from Boeing, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, Raytheon, whoever, 90% of it doesn't work because Russia broadcasts GPS jamming signals. Think about that. Wow. So not only does the U.S. military spend the most money for the some of the worst equipment in the world that just doesn't flat out work, but it's incredibly expensive. Then you try to deploy it in the battlefield, and it's like only 10% is even functional at all. And you know, the American weapons industry, they overbuild everything. They just try to cram too much crap into it. It becomes too complex and then nothing works. They're like, oh, the F-35 Lightning II fighter jet aircraft, it does laundry. There's a washing machine for those long missions when the pilot is striving for world piss and he brings the piss and then he has to do laundry during the flight. They have a washer and dryer on board. Yeah. And then they have a clothes folding robot also somewhere in there. And none of that stuff works. And it makes the plane really heavy and really complex. And that's why after takeoff, it crashes into hillsides, even when it's not in a war. This is just a cloudless day in Albuquerque, okay? Not a cloud in sight, no wind, like clear skies, visibility of 200 miles, right? And even then, the plane crashes. Perfect runway, you're not under fire. There's no artillery going off. You're not even rushed. Nothing. Still crashes into the hillside. That's the American military in a nutshell right there. Or at least the weapons manufacturers. Yeah. How are we going to achieve world piss with this technology? You know, I don't think it's going to work. Do you realize that when a $100 million advanced aircraft from the U.S. military collides with a $5 rock, the rock wins? This is better than paper, scissors, rock. This is like parachute F-35 rock. Rock wins. What do you say? You know, they're always bragging about it. This has fifth generation capabilities in this fighter jet. Fifth generation. I'm like, could we go back to first generation where the thing flies? Is that possible? How about, remember the generation where they just flew? Remember the World War II planes, or even, what about the World War I planes, the biplanes? They flew. You start up the propeller, you have to hand crank it. You hurry, you run around and hop in. And it flies. Today, $100 million jet just crashes into the mountain. Oh, okay. Fifth generation, sixth generation, whatever. What is it, playing 5D chess, 7D chess? How about, could we make the damn thing fly? Is that too much to ask? Of course, the Albuquerque Fire Department was very happy to have the additional live training exercise. Please, have more F-35s take off from the airport. We've got some newbie firefighters here, and we need to get rid of some of this excess fire retardant foam. So keep sending them over. We'll keep putting out the flames. That's what we're here for. We're the first responders. And I'm not mocking them. They did their job. I'm grateful they're there. Okay, one more story. This is just a couple days ago, 10 days ago. Did you know the U.S. Supreme Court rejected this emergency request by the DOJ to block the Texas law that allows Texas law enforcement to arrest illegals and deport them? Yeah, the DOJ sued Texas over this. And of course, Governor Abbott and the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, who's done a lot of great work for Texas, they defended this new law. And as a result, in Texas right now, at least this is my understanding, is that it's back in force, that Texas could start arresting illegals and kicking them out of the country. There you go. So the White House press secretary, KJP, who's not the brightest nugget in the chicken McNugget box, you know what I'm saying? She says SB4 will not only make communities in Texas less safe somehow. How is that possible? It will also burden law enforcement because they will be arresting criminals. Yeah. And sow chaos and confusion at our southern border. Yeah. What kind of confusion is she talking about? It'll be confusing to ever see anybody deported. That's still confusing. What are you sending the illegals back across the southern border? That's still confusing. We've never seen that here. They've only gone north, not south. So confusing. KJP, even her statements make no sense. It's like, rounding up all these illegals is going to put a burden on law enforcement. That's their job, is to stop criminals. Why are you lamenting the fact that they are going to do their jobs? Do you know that most law enforcement in Texas wants to do that job? They are happy to do that job. They want to get these criminals out of the communities to make the communities safer by removing the criminals. But KJP is like, no, this is going to make communities less safe. We need to keep the illegals here. Keep the drug traffickers, human traffickers, child traffickers, weapons traffickers, keep them all here in our communities. That's safer, says KJP, who is, of course, the virtue signaling hire at the White House because she's LGBT and she has the right skin color to be chosen for that job. She's got no qualifications. And most of the time, whatever she says makes no sense, like this quote. And Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor also said, this is going to sow chaos. It's going to be chaos to deport the illegals. Never mind the chaos that they're causing by committing carjackings and rapes and crimes and kidnappings and everything in the United States, the home invasions, all of it. That's not chaos, according to Sotomayor, who is only a couple of IQ points higher than Karine Jean-Pierre. KJP, by the way, Sotomayor is a couple IQ points higher. Still room temperature, but she's getting up there. She says it's going to be chaos to deport the criminals. It's the opposite of chaos to let criminals run rampant across your society, according to these liberals, these Democrats, these Biden supporters. Yes. So just keep that in mind when you're talking about how insane is our current government. Well, War is peace, as they say, or as Zelensky says, war is piss. War is piss. And freedom is slavery, right? And deporting illegals causes chaos. Yeah. So there you go. All right. What a day. I can't mock this stuff enough. Of all the humor and satire that I attempt to put into this podcast, and I know not all of it's funny, so please excuse my lame attempts here, but I can't even mock it enough because reality is crazier and dumber than anything I could possibly come up with. Even with all those silly voices and mockings and pronunciations and everything, it's nothing compared to what's actually being done by these world leaders. They're the worst examples imaginable of leadership. And yet we're supposed to blindly follow them no matter what they demand of us. That's truly insane. All right, with that said, then, we have our interview today, as I promised, with Tina from the Satellite Phone Store, and they've got a new service called Connect a Mobile. And there was some kind of a startup fee or like a activation fee with this service, but I talked with Tina, and she talked with her team, and they removed it. They just took it down. So that's awesome. So there's no activation fee. There's a monthly fee, of course, because it's a carrier service, but this is a new service that gives you privacy, and you can add this. And by the way, there's a suite of apps also that goes with it, like secure communications, secure VPN, point-to-point encrypted voice calls and messaging and everything, plus the carrier, which shows your IP address as being in Miami, Florida. So wherever you are, it shows you as being in Miami. If you're already in Miami, it still shows you in Miami. But if you're not in Miami, it looks like you're in Miami. So that's kind of cool. All of a sudden, everybody's in Miami. So if anybody's geo-tracking you, they're going to be like, hey, how's the trip to Miami? Oh, it's great. We're on the beach calling for world piss right here. Yeah, we're having a world piss day on the beach. It's great. And let me give you a very important hint. Seriously, this is like a secret code type of thing. I can't put this in writing. I mean, I can't put this in an article. If you decide to go with this service, as long as you tell them you heard about it from me, you know, Health Ranger, Mike Adams, they will not ask you for your social security number or like full identity details. They won't, because they already trust our community. Whereas like somebody comes in from the cold to a service like this, they don't know who they are. They got to ask them for everything. Like, give us your real name, your social, your address, you know, all this stuff. But you can come in. You don't have to give your social. You can go with the flow. You know, you can just, you're not going to be subject to heavily scrutinized details of whatever you give them. Okay. That's the secret code right there. You know, wink, wink, right? So protect your privacy. No matter who you are, protect your privacy. Here's the interview then with Tina, and the website to find out about this is phone123.com. It's definitely worth checking out if you care about privacy. And thank you for all your support at our online store, healthrangerstore.com, these last few days. We really appreciate your support. It's helping us fund our lawsuit, you know, against big tech and big government, our free speech lawsuit for America. So thank you in advance for any other support you can offer us. And enjoy this interview, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. And don't forget, I'll be on Alex Jones today at 1 p.m. Central, unless something changes. Should be an interesting interview. And maybe a light painting demonstration. We'll see. We'll see. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Welcome to today's interview in the Brighttown.com studios in Central Texas. I'm Mike Adams, and I'm joined today in studio by Tina, who you know from the Satellite Phone Store, but today she has been working with some techno people, and they have cooked up some amazing new technology that can be added to existing mobile phone devices to have a layer of security that replaces your normal mobile carrier, right? It's called Connect a Mobile, and you can learn about it at phone123.com. And here to tell us about it is Tina. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. Yeah, so, you know, we were listening to a lot of our customers that want secured mobile. A lot of people are buying these secured phones, but they don't have secured service. So if you have a secured phone that you've purchased recently, whether it was the Freedom Phone or any Android based phone, then this is the, you know, now you can get secured service for it, Mike. So, and that's what I want to talk to you. It took us about 2 years to develop this secured VPN, but we finally have it. It used to be available only for...
But it's way more than a VPN.
Right.
Because I've been playing with it. It's actually encrypted point-to-point voice conversations.
That's right.
And encrypted point-to-point messaging, that there are no central servers that store this information. So this is like the ultimate security layer. Yeah. Plus, it's a different carrier, correct?
Right.
So you actually get a different SIM card.
Yes.
It can work with towers like T-Mobile towers or AT&T towers, depending on the card you get. But AT&T is not your carrier anymore.
Right. So when you use the Connect to Mobile, for example, and you make a call to someone else that has a Connect to Mobile phone or send a text message, the only two people that will read that message is between the people. And if you make a call, the only people that are listening in are the people that the person that you're talking to and no one else.
So just to be clear, it can't be surveilled by the NSA or anybody else. Whereas on a normal phone, your calls are recorded, your texts are recorded, and obviously they're scanned for keywords and profiles, and all that information can be weaponized against you as a citizen.
Right.
But with your service, Connect to Mobile, that information isn't stored anywhere. It can't even be seen by any server in between.
Right.
It's encrypted point to point.
Yep. And once you delete a text message, it is gone forever.
Wow, what a concept.
Yeah.
Like, so delete once, means delete.
Yeah, delete means delete. That's it. It's gone. And also, it's secured. I mean, like for like right now, when I had my iPhone, I don't have an iPhone anymore, but when I had an iPhone, every now and then, Apple would send me a video saying, hey, we made video from all your pictures from 5 years ago. Here's right. a video. And I'm like,
wait a minute. I didn't even ask for this.
Yeah, but I have some private pictures in there, like, you know, pictures of my, you know, Social Security card, my credit cards, you know, pictures of the grandbabies. I don't want people to go through my pictures to go look. But then that's when I realized that someone actually sitting there wherever, looking through my pictures and trying to make a video for me, it's like that I didn't ask for. Yeah. And that's kind of like when it was the eye opener. Like, we're like in security. We do satellite phones, sat123.com. And we need to figure out a way to get the cell phone secured because everybody uses cell phone. Few people use satellite phones. Everybody uses cell phone. And this is about 2 years ago. We started working on it. We finally are here to launch it. And it is launched, and now you have your secured phone. And plans start at $35.
A month.
A month, yeah.
Now, but here's what's important, is that a lot of our customers have already purchased, for example, a de-Googled phone, that's what I run, is a de-Googled phone, because right. I don't trust Google. You're crazy if you do, right? Yeah. And so it's an Android operating system. As I understand it, your service, Connect to Mobile, can work on the Android hardware.
Right. So now not only do you have a secure phone, but you will also have secure service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you can swap out the SIM card and have your Connect to Mobile secure SIM card.
Right.
Which is not an AT&T card.
Right. It is Connect to Mobile card. Also, if you don't have an Android phone, you can, when you sign up on a service, there are plans that give you a free phone as well.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Yeah. Just like you have with the satellite phones, you pay a monthly fee, you get a certain amount of bandwidth and service, and then you get the phone for free after a certain number of months. Is that
right.
how it works?
Right. Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. So again, the website is phone123.com. And the thing that I find intriguing about this is because we had a lot of people who said, hey, we love the de-Googled phones. We don't want the phone operating system to spy on us. But AT&T is spying on us, or T-Mobile is spying on us. And we know AT&T has back doors to the intelligence agencies. And as we've learned, you know, since J6 and other events, the intelligence agencies. I mean, Congress just passed warrantless spying on the American people, the new FISA renewal, which is blatantly unconstitutional. And we also recently learned that if you're on campus, I'm not trying to make this political, but if you just say two words, free Palestine, you know, whether you agree with that or not, but if you just utter free Palestine, the government will now consider you to be a terrorist, which justifies warrantless spying on all your phone calls. And tomorrow that phrase might be free Israel or free Ukraine or whatever, you know, or free Texas. You see what I'm saying? It's anything can now make you a target for government surveillance.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, if you had this service, we didn't have it at the time, because this kind of was an eye-opener, the January 6th, what you just mentioned. If we had the service during January 6th, I believe that no one would have been knocking at your door, because there's no tracking. You can't be, nobody can monitor where you're at. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so now, you know, you can freely go to Trump's rally or whoever's rally you want, left or right, and know that you're not going to be picked on based on your political views.
Oh, that's cool, because I was going to go to the Bernie Sanders rally lately. I was like, go Bernie, but I have to do it secretly.
Yeah, is he still alive?
he's still a senator.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry.
You know, that's okay.
Like 10 years ago, you were so old.
All of our senators, the new requirement to be a U.S. senator is you have to be like 85.
Okay. Yeah.
And
it's kind of sad, right?
It's like our country is being run by people who were born in the 1930s.
Yeah.
So, you know, like pre-World War II births.
Yeah. Look at our selection this year. I mean, it's like, what are you going to do?
Everybody's so old.
I know.
It's like... anyway, okay, let's not go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah.
The point is, this technology works whether you support Trump, good old Joe, mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, or RFK, or anybody else. The phone, the technology is universal. It's good for people on the right, people on the left, people who are off-grid, people who are in the middle, independent people, all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And by the way, I do love going to Trump's rallies. I've gone to about 8 of them.
Have you really?
I have. And the reason why I love going is because I love the people that go. Not to listen to the message, but the Americans, the people that go are so amazing. And they're so fun to see and meet new people. And I've made a lot of friends at the rallies. But
that is cool. I had no idea you went to Trump rallies.
Yeah, yeah. I've gone to
I've never been
a few
to a
them.
Trump rally.
Really?
Oh. No.
Well, now I can go with the phone and know that I'm not going to get tracked. I wasn't January 6th. I really wanted to go, but now I'm glad I didn't go, because I would have taken my iPhone with me and I would have had a knock at my door.
Yeah.
So thankfully, I did not go for that particular event. But now when I go, I'm going to take my satellite phone with me and I'm going to take my Connecta mobile phone with me. And we've made an easy website, Mike.
So phone123.com.
Phone123.com. Select the plan. We have anywhere from $35 to $100 per month, depending on how much security and how much bandwidth you need. But the security, the big security, starts at the $55 plan, because it does cost money to pay to keep it secured.
Yes, it does. But what I love about it is there's a default app on it that you could just bring up the app and it shows you three green check marks, like secured, private, secured. I forgot what they all say. One of them is a VPN. One of them is the encryption, point-to-point encryption. I forgot what the third one is. But it's cool that it shows you the status, so you know you're secured when you're using it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I mean, to our audience and to everybody watching, you know, my conversations on the phone, you know, they're not crazy. I'm not like, you know, smuggle fentanyl into Texas. No, I would be totally opposed to that. But what I say on my phone is not the government's business. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And I don't want something I say on the phone to be used against me one day. So, you know, maybe one day they outlaw broccoli seeds, you know, and then they go back and they find out that I was buying seeds from this local farmer, or I bought raw milk. There's something that is criminalized right now. Right.
Yeah.
So here I am on the phone. Can you drop off a shipment of the raw milk in the parking lot? I'll have cash and gold for you, you know? And then 2 years later, you're in jail for being like a raw milk smuggler. That's the way things are going in this country.
Yeah, that's right. And even, I mean, you know, a lot of Americans aren't doing anything illegal. They just want to live their life. They want their privacy. Look, for many, many years, Facebook made billions and billions of dollars, all social network, really, and didn't give us a single penny. I think they made over $1,000 per person selling, you know, some of the things that they were searching, and they were selling them other products. They were, if you were drinking Pepsi and they went and told, hey, Coke, you know, why don't you guys sell these? We'll charge you. And so they started promoting us and promoting products to us, and we were buying and we were falling for all this trap, and we made them billions and billions of dollars. They never gave us anything. So it's time that we just take our security back, and that's what it's all about. We
don't want to
be, we don't want to be sold. We want to have our privacy. When we search for something, we just want to search for that product. That's it. Please don't sell me other products. I don't want them. And that's kind of one of the things that we are going to take back by having security.
This is a very real thing. I'm not joking about this, but last night I was doing a podcast and I was talking about mental illness. And one of the mental illnesses, and I couldn't think of the name, is you've heard of furries. People dress up like furry animals. And they meet up, okay? But there's another
thing. I'm surprised that you wouldn't know that.
No, come on. It's pop culture now.
Okay.
People dress up like furries. But there's another thing where some people, there was a documentary on this, some people, I don't mean to get crude, but they are sexually attracted to cars. Okay? So I was trying to find out, like, what is this called? So in my browser history, it's like sexual attraction to vehicles, you know, like that's, I'm typing this in to try to find out what is this called? And I couldn't even find the name for it. The closest I found was paraphilia, which is a kind of a broad mental illness covering all kinds of weird things. But there's a case in the real world where I'm searching for stuff that could be kind of embarrassing if it were weaponized against you. Like, why were you searching for people sexually attracted to Volkswagens or whatever? Well, I was doing a podcast on that, you know, or I was researching for a book, or I was, maybe I'm a Hollywood writer. I'm writing a TV show and it's a show about perverted furries having sex with pickup trucks or something. I mean, who knows? But that's nobody's business. You know what I'm saying? That should be private.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think we're all entitled to some kind of to privacy. But I also want to let you know that if you have the iPhone, even if you power your iPhone off for the next up to 72 hours, they are still listening in, and they still know when you sleep. They know when you wake up. They know what you're doing, what room you're in. They have all of that data.
You are
being watched. You are being listened. They know what you're doing, and it's all not to destroy you, but to profit off of you.
But that violates your privacy, and it can be weaponized against you.
Yeah.
And I know that data are sold to third party companies.
Yeah.
And so some of those third party companies can be quasi government groups that then weaponize it against you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, for example, you know, Dinesh D'Souza, he did that movie. I think it was called 2000 Mules.
Yeah.
And what they did is they just went to one of these third party data aggregators and they bought all the geolocation data of people's phones and found out all these mules were going from ballot boxes to ballot stuffing, ballot drop off locations. That's how they made the movie. They just went out and bought this data. It was like, whoa, wait a second. So the people stuffing the ballots had their phones with them, obviously, but they didn't know they were being tracked.
Yeah.
And that they found 2000 mules. It's probably like 10,000 mules, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody downloaded the right apps to get tracked or had the same operating system to get tracked. But the point is that what you're offering, Connecta Mobile, is a privacy secured, non-tracking application overlay,
right,
and a carrier overlay, a carrier replacement,
right,
so that your data are not sold.
Yep, your data is not going to be sold. Your calls are going to be private, secured, not stored. You can even we have the Binion phone which is de-Googled, it is about $1,400. And that with that phone, if you choose to buy that phone, Mike, you can actually set it up to delete the messages after they're read after about 15 seconds.
Oh, that would
so
be
the
handy,
other
yeah.
guy, who, you know, because you can delete it from your phone, but the person you sent it to, this gives you a guarantee that it is deleted. Not that you're trying to hide anything,
right?
But there's some things that you just want to say to someone and then delete it.
Yeah. Like, and meet me at the furry convention. And then, and then you don't want any evidence of that.
I'm still surprised that you know that.
Hey, I'm on top of pop culture, Tina. You underestimate
my
pop culture knowledge here. We have to have our hands on the pulse of all kinds of crazy things happening in society.
Yeah.
And all the bridges that are being hit by barges, too, by the way.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
something you don't want on your phone. Like, if you're the pilot of a barge and you just hit a bridge, which just happened in Galveston, Texas, you're like, erase history, because you were chatting with your girlfriend on the phone and then your barge hit the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a criminal investigation right there.
Yeah.
You want to lose that phone as fast as possible. Throw it in the river, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes even when you throw it in a river, they can still get the data. With this, yeah, you're absolutely right. But you know what? We're not encouraging people to do anything illegal.
No, not illegal. I'm just joking around.
I know. Yeah. 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 But I think it's nice that we know that we have secured calls. We're not being sold. That there is a plan out there now, a phone service out there. We're the first. This was enjoyed by the military and by the government organizations for many years, and now it is available for the public. You're entitled to security. I'm entitled to security. You're entitled to security, and we all are. We're all entitled to some kind of a privacy.
So real end-to-end, point-to-point encryption, but that means that if I'm calling somebody, they need to be on the same service.
Yes.
To have the end-to-end encryption.
Yes.
And it's a special app that does that.
Yes.
So that's a data app. It can work on Wi-Fi or it can use the cell tower data.
Yes.
Using the carrier card.
Yep. Yeah.
But I just want to be clear, like if you use that phone to call just some regular person who doesn't have a secured phone, that conversation is not encrypted end to end because
that's
it
right.
goes eventually through the like the AT&T towers.
Right. So we do encourage you to when you sign up to also tell your friends and family and encourage them to get this phone as well and the service as well. And we do have family plans available so that if you want to get yourself, a spouse, children, a phone, you can. And we have a discounted plan for family plans. And all the phones are included on most of the plans. The phones are included for free if you don't have an Android-based phone. If you do have a phone, a lot of people already purchased a phone.
Yeah,
a lot
like
of people
a de-Googled phone, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, after January 6th, it'd be crazy not to start to continue to use iPhone. I mean, that's insane, right?
Yeah, totally.
You're just telling people, hey, look, here I am, come and get me.
Yeah.
So a lot of Americans already got an Android-based phone that is secured. I think you have somebody that you work with sells the Google phones.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So anyone that purchased the phone, what is it called?
Above phone.
Above phone. Anyone that's purchased above phone, you have a secure phone now. Now you need secure service. So
right.
you could go into to phone123.com, get a chip, phone123.com, get a SIM card, and now you've got both. Now you're like, you know.
Let me add something really important. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've seen a lot of people in independent media promoting VPN services with some really not true promises. They say, oh, you get this VPN, and this VPN protects your identity, it protects your privacy, protects your security. Not if you have a Google operating system, a Google Android, the OS is spying on you.
Mm-hmm.
The VPN doesn't stop Google from spying on you through the Google apps. And in addition, the VPN doesn't stop AT&T from spying on your voice calls. I mean, a VPN alone can, you know, changes your IP address for websites you're accessing. But if you go to a website and log in with your email address, now they've established that connection anyway, and the VPN by itself doesn't stop your Google phone from spying on you. So what I like about ConnectaPhone You got rid of the Google OS spying. It has a VPN to alter your IP address. Plus, it changes the carrier. So the carrier is not spying on you. Now, those three things create triple layer privacy security that VPN alone can't do. But have you heard these VPN ads where they make a lot of promises that technically aren't true?
That's right. And these phones will always show your location no matter where you are, somewhere in Miami. That's it. There's nothing else.
Connect a mobile phone.
Yeah, connect a mobile phone.
What if you're already somewhere in Miami?
If you're in Miami, then yeah. Yeah. So
it just says you're still in Miami.
Yeah, you're still in Miami.
But wherever if I use your phone, it says I'm in Miami.
You're always in Miami. Yeah.
Maybe in my mind I am. Yeah. I'm taking a vacation in my head.
Yeah.
To Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Go to the beaches in Miami.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So always in Miami. That's great. The phones, so Connect a Mobile offers the phones with all this installed or the service and the SIM cards to go onto a phone you already have.
Right.
An Android phone.
Right, right. And I just also want to remind all of your listeners that we are the only company that is not going to get some really detailed information from you. We're not going to ask you for your social security number.
Yay.
Unless you come from online. If you come from online or some kind of advertisement, but if you say you found us on Mike Adams, listen to the podcast, we're not going to ask for your social security number. We're not going to ask for your date of birth. We're not going to ask for any private information. So your information will stay pretty private.
You got that, folks? That's the secret code word. You say my name. Go to phone123.com, say my name, and pretty much there's no KYC process for you to get this phone, essentially,
yep.
is what.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the trust is already established.
Yeah.
Our audience is very trustworthy.
The audience are so trustworthy. We're not even marketing on Google or other website. I shouldn't be mentioning just the online
because tech platforms.
Yeah. There's so much fraud there. You have
idea. Yeah.
This is the reason why we really love doing podcasts and working with like you, Steve Quayle, the USA Watchdog, and
Doug Hagman, like that, yeah.
Bannon. It's because, you know, the customers that come in from these areas, they're actually really honest people.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't get the garbage that you get from online marketing product.
Right.
Because that's where all the people that want to do fraudulent go and you know, all the thieves or whatever try to get the phone for free and then they don't pay. That's where they come from. So we don't do that online. We charge online when customers go to Google and try to get a phone, they're gonna pay $1,400 for the phone.
It's the Google penalty.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Essentially,
yeah.
Right.
It's a lot of dishonest people out there.
But
the listeners we have found in the past 5 years since we've been working with the podcasters, this is our route. This is our future for our company.
Okay. One more feature is there's a broadcast feature on the phones where there's going to be a Health Ranger broadcast list where I can type in messages to go to people like, don't forget to buy raw milk or whatever. And then that appears in their secure app on their phones if they're on the service, right?
Right.
It's like a secret broadcast app.
Yeah. That's not going to be blocked by anyone. So you
uncensored.
Uncensored. So in the future, if you opt in to receive a message from Mike Adams, once you get the phone, or from Steve Quayle, or from anyone that you select, you will be able to opt in, and you will be able to get these text messages from Mike or, you know, Bannon or, you know, pretty much any of the podcasters that we work with. And when they want to send a private message, they will be able to send you a message, and it will come from them, direct from them to you. Yeah.
That's cool, because I would use that just for emergencies, you know, and keep people up to date.
Yeah.
Not commercial spam, not third-party messages.
Well, why not when you have a new product? Your products are so amazing, by the way. I love your products.
But I would use that as an emergency channel, you know, because of all the censorship and who knows what's going to happen before the election with emergencies and domestic things, events, who knows?
Yeah.
But we need emergency channels that are decentralized and not controlled and not censorable.
Yeah.
So I'm really grateful that your company is providing this technology. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of companies approach me over the years with various sort of versions of what you are describing, but not as well developed. And I've tried a couple of them. I spent money years ago on some phone that was supposed to be made. It was pre-COVID. And then when COVID happened, it was like, well, it's going to be delayed 3 years.
Yeah.
But they already took my money.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Bummer. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
There's
sorry.
A lot of things that didn't work.
Yeah. No, there was a lot of things. I think it was way ahead of its time. Like it took a long time. That phone that we developed, Binion phone, the one that you use, you know, that one, it's not made in China. It is made in Finland. Really? Yeah. So it takes time to develop these things. It took us 2 years to develop this, this program to make sure that this is secured and what we're selling is security. Because, you know, obviously, Mike, we've had a long-term relationship and that's one of the things that we don't want to, you know, ruin. Our company loves the relationship that we've built. We've built trust with a lot of our customers and we want to keep that trust. And that's the reason why we could have launched this. They really wanted us, the board wanted us to launch it last year. We're like, no, we have to test it, test. It took us about 16 more months of testing before we were comfortable in launching this phone123.com.
All right, folks. So that's the website. Go to phone123.com and check out the service as a replacement for your current carrier. It can work on your existing Android phone. And thank you, Tina, for coming in studio to share this with us. And I really look forward to using the service, using the phone and the broadcast system as well. Everything that you do is top of the line, very professional.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you here in studio.
All right.
And thank all of you for joining us today and watching here on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and check out their website, phone123.com. Take care. I've got some great news. We have some exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com and some old favorites that are back in stock. Let me show you what we have. If you'll go to the camera here on the desk, we've got quercetin that is now available, plant-based quercetin, which is extremely popular right now. Check it out, healthrangerstore.com. We've got pine needle nasal spray, which is made from the loblolly pine that is very high naturally in shikimic acid. And I actually harvested those pine needles myself, by the way. So that's a really exciting project. I won't travel without it, by the way. I mean, even public speaking, I always use that to rinse my nasal passages, you know, before going out in public. We've also got back in stock now laundry detergent powder. And remember that we don't use any toxic fragrance chemicals of any kind. We don't use any harmful ingredients that harm aquatic species or the environment or the waterways or anything like that. If you want laundry detergent that's clean for you and clean for the environment, then you can get that at healthrangerstore.com. Blueberry vanilla pancake mix powder that is a fan favorite. We keep running out of that. We've got that back in stock. We have a 7-seed snack mix now that has this combination of really high nutrition seeds. This is going to be a very popular product. You can add it to cereals. You can add it to mixes. Or you can eat it as a snack all by itself. I know people are going to love that one. We've also got chaga mushroom powder back in stock there as well. And a few other products. Check out our website, healthrangerstore.com. And there you'll see the specials that we have. You'll see right there is the Memorial Day specials that we have. We've got lots of things back in stock. We're able to offer discounts from time to time. And new products are coming in regularly. And of course, every purchase that you make at healthrangerstore.com helps support our infrastructure, what we're building for you, the platforms for freedom of speech like Brighteon.io, the free downloadable AI language model tools at Brighteon.ai, helps fund this platform, the free speech video platform, Brighteon.com, as well as naturalnews.com and other efforts that we're undertaking. Everything that we do is designed to support the infrastructure of human freedom. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be well off. We want you to live with abundance and inspiration and with a sense of optimism about the future, which I know is difficult these days given all the insanity in the world, but one of the things that helps you the most is staying healthy. And that's why we do laboratory testing, extensive testing for all the products that we sell at our store. And that's why we choose clean, organic, certified organic raw materials, ingredients for all of our products. So again, shop at healthrangerstore.com. You'll be doing yourself, your health, a favor while also financially supporting us so that we can continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom that benefits you and everyone around you. And thank you so much for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Take care.